This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Early childhood expert Robert Needleman is a leading pediatrician, professor, and author. He's the co-founder of Reach Out and Read, a literacy program that helps millions of children grow up loving books. Needleman is a widely sought speaker on early learning, literacy, and developmental behavioral pediatrics. He'll be in Kalamazoo later this week. I asked Needleman what inspired him to work with children and literacy.
I think it starts with my mom, who is a preschool teacher. So if you grow up with a preschool teacher, you get interested in children.
Yeah.
And then, like a lot of people, I just found that pediatrics was what made me the happiest when I was in medical school. So the decision for me, as it was for lots of people, was emotional. I just love working with kids and was all set to be a general pediatrician, which I think is a very high calling. And then following my general pediatrics training, I got talked into doing some additional training in child development and sort of never quit. But my interest in literacy has really been from the standpoint of general pediatricians, really trying to answer the question, what can a pediatrician or family doctor who's seeing kids in the office do to encourage parents to read aloud in a developmentally wonderful way with their kids so that the kids will grow up loving books and will become not just literate, but highly literate. So that's what we're all about.
Tell us about your organization, Reach Out and Read. What do you do and how do you do it?
It was a project that got started probably 29, almost 30 years ago, when I was just in my training for child development. And what we do is we take advantage of the time that we have with young children when they come in for checkups to work with the parents to get them to read aloud with their children in developmentally great ways. And that happens in a few ways. When the children are waiting in the waiting room, we try to have volunteers there reading with the children and demonstrating for the parents what you can do with a book and a young child. And then during the course of the visit, we train the doctors to talk with the parents about reading aloud and how it's terrific for children and how the parent can do it with their own child. Then we use a picture book as part of the visit. So my equipment when I'm going in to see a child includes the usual stethoscope, but I also take picture books with me. And the stethoscope tells me about the child's heart, but the picture book tells me about how they're learning from the world, what their vocabulary is, what their attention span is, how their interaction with their parent goes. I usually find out a lot of very positive things. Sometimes very surprisingly positive things. Sometimes children who are having real difficulties in other parts of their world do really well with picture books. And sometimes I find that parents are using the books in a very kind of limited teacher-like way. And then the work is to try to encourage parents to lighten up and to have a joyful time with their children with books, because we know, we being doctors and scientists and teachers, that when children are having a good time, that's also when they're learning the best.
You know, at first glance, it seems like, why would a medical doctor be involved in literacy? But to listen to you, it makes a great deal of sense. Is this a trend?
Oh, it's very much a trend. So when we just got started with it, it was me and a couple of early childhood educators, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then very quickly, other pediatricians started picking up. And now there are doctors in every state and several other countries. We have about 5,000, almost 6,000 doctors now involved, and we're working with parents of upwards of 4 million children each year, so it's very much a trend. And the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is our kind of most authoritative group, has declared that literacy promotion, that's the work that we're doing, is really an essential component of well child care. Which is to say that you can't be a healthy child if you're not also a literate child.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars, speaking with pediatrician Robert Needleman about kids and literacy.
Overall, the United States doesn't do as well as it should.
Yeah.
We're the richest and the most powerful country around, and we're not near the top of the list in terms of literacy. There are, as with many other things in our country, great inequality. The kids who have the least advantage economically, whose parents have the least advantage in their own education and in their employment, also have the least advantage when it comes to learning how to read, and especially not just learning mechanically how to read, but learning to love reading and to see it as an important part of their lives. It's really to address that inequality that we're focusing our efforts and have always from the beginning on children from the least advantaged backgrounds. And what we find, which is really great, is that it often doesn't take very much, just a little encouragement, a little empowerment, one or two picture books that kids get to take home from the doctor's office, and the parents and the child are off and running. And that's because it's just so much fun, and parents love it when their kids are learning stuff, and kids love it too. It's always very gratifying to me when kids are coming back for a second or third or fourth visit, and now the discussion is the parents telling me about all the great things that that child is learning.
Prescriptions for story time. I love that. So what kind of advice do you typically give to young parents with small children?
Well, we're really starting our advice early, so like from birth. And at birth, the advice is the most important stimulus for a young child is the parents, and specifically their faces and their voices. So in that setting, a book, if you were to just show it to the child, would sort of get in the way. You really want the parent to be talking and singing and telling nursery rhymes and interacting with that with the child. By about 6 months of age, babies are developmentally ready to start actually paying attention to board books. So they can hold them, they can pass them from hand to hand, they can definitely put them in their mouths, which is fine with board books. They can look at the pictures, pay attention to them, pat at the pictures, and generally the response at 6 months is very, very happy in having this beautiful, interesting object to look at. So the advice to parents is play with your child with the book. Sometimes you might read a word or two, you might make up your own word, but mostly you just want to be having fun on a regular basis, part of every day, so that the book becomes a familiar and loved sort of way of being with a parent. And then, as children become more and more capable at a year and a half, at 2 years, the books also become more complicated. The interaction has more to do with asking questions, pointing at objects, telling stories about what's going on in the book. And notice that I'm not saying a lot about reading, because a lot of parents think, well, a book means you have to read the words, and that's not true with young children. The book is a prop, if you will, for an interaction. Something interesting to look at that has pictures that hopefully are attractive and give rise to rich language. And the best use of books with young kids is when the language is two directions, the parent doing some of the talking, but also the child doing a lot of the talking and the parent doing the listening. When it works back and forth like that, that's when it really stimulates the best language learning. So these days we have to talk with parents about why this interaction with parents and books is different and much better than the interaction that children have with electronic devices, because everybody has electronic devices and there's all this stuff for kids on it. But the parents can do something that the electronic devices just can't do.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been talking with Robert Needleman. He'll speak at the Bronson Gilmore Center for Health Education in Kalamazoo on October 6 and 7. Visit WMUK.org to learn more about these events and to hear more of our interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.